Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 15 and 19 through 23. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Matthew, the second chapter. When the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. When he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, "He shall be called a Nazarene." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The word that forms the basis of our meditation is from our gospel lesson, Matthew chapter 2. What a life for Joseph. First, there was the miraculous conception and all that led up to it. The public scrutiny, scorn, and rejection, then the long trek to Bethlehem, the birth in a manger, the shepherds, the arrival of the Magi, gifts worthy of a newly anointed monarch. Then, as soon as the Magi left, came the heavenly messenger in a dream saying that the most powerful human forces in the land are out to destroy this precious child. Joseph immediately awoke from the dream, awakened Mary, and that very night he fled to Egypt. No questions asked. Saintly acts of faithful service by Joseph, chosen by God to be the caretaker of the Word made flesh. We understandably focus on Mary's burden in her calling as the mother of our Lord, but imagine also the anxious and stressful life of Joseph, guardian of the long-awaited anointed one, caretaker of the Christ child whose incarnation had been ordained before the foundations of the world had been laid. Upon their precious child, Jesus, their charge, Jesus, had been laid the infinitely great task of destroying sin, death, and the power of the devil. The salvation of the world depended upon this small babe and Joseph's guardianship. In quiet moments of meditation, Joseph likely thought, "I didn't sign up for this. I just wanted to marry that cute little Jewish girl, Miriam, as she was called. Is this an honor? Is it a punishment? Is it a test that I most certainly will fail? What did I do to deserve this? If there is so much devilish venom poured out against this little baby, what can I expect raising this child in the future?" Dear missionaries, you too will likely be saying soon, "I didn't sign up for this. All I wanted to do was go abroad and tell others about Jesus. I didn't want all this infighting, attacks against my character, administrative duties, donors waiting for reporting, foreign governments with visa challenges, this language that is so difficult to learn, and why do these churches have such strange customs, and why is there so much conflict? Is this an honor or a punishment? Is this a test God is giving me that I feel like I am sure to fail? What did I do to deserve this? You missionaries have been baptized into the precious name of Jesus. You have been called by Jesus to bear His name through the call mediated through His church to serve in foreign lands. You are bearing a precious name, a precious cargo, a precious charge in the gospel of forgiveness and eternal life in Jesus. And there's a lot that goes into caring for this gospel. Many of the most powerful, even hell itself, will set out to destroy you and your work. You will many times be tempted to say, I didn't sign up for this. Joseph's call was to care for Jesus so that he could go to the cross and die for the sins of the world and rise again. Your call is to very faithfully care for Jesus, His gospel, His word, and sacrament. Those things that support the preaching and teaching of the gospel and the faithful administration of the sacraments so that the world might know that Jesus has died for the sins of all and has forgiven us and given us eternal life. When you are tempted to say in your weakness, I didn't sign up for this, think of Joseph. And those saints who have gone before you, generations before us, called to bear this precious cargo of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They suffered, but by grace, they were faithful. If they hadn't been, we wouldn't be here today. Though threatened with destruction by the greatest of earthly powers, Joseph knew he was safely under Yahweh's care. The threats of the world and the devil are no match for Christ and His blood-bought bride, the church. As this holy family was protected, so also you. You will be protected and cherished by God's grace. Yes, Jesus is precious. The gospel is precious. But in this account of Joseph, and also in your life's account, that which is precious in God's eyes is especially you. You. Jesus and His gospel are indeed precious because they proclaim to us and deliver to us that God loves you and holds you dear. So much so that He, who was creator and sustainer of all things, did not spare His Son, but offered Him up in our stead. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in Him and have eternal salvation. In our Old Testament lesson, King David had been obsessed with what he could do to build a temple and thereby, in his mind, more fully build the kingdom of God there in that place on earth, in that kingdom. You will no doubt be concerned about being good stewards of what is entrusted to you to faithfully build the kingdom of God where you are being sent. As in the case of David and also Joseph, and finally, in the case of all God's believers or saints, it is God who is at work building His kingdom. God builds the temple. God builds the body of Christ. It is our call to be faithful. It is He who protects, He who establishes, He who keeps you safe unto life everlasting in the face of the evil that this world might assail against you. But it is He who calls to repentance, He who gives forgiveness, He who bestows saving faith in Jesus, He who sends His Holy Spirit to sustain us and His church and raise us up on the last day. There is no match on this earth for Christ and his blood-bought bride, the church. No, you didn't sign up for this. God chose you for this. And that's your comfort. And that's our comfort too, that God chose you for this. It's our comfort as we, the church, have the privilege of sending you to be bearers of Jesus' holy name, that precious gospel, to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.